So the last couple of times we've met, we've talked about Torah, we've talked about different aspects of Talmud Torah, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the special quality of Talmud Torah. Last time we spoke about the Torah of Chassidus. And tonight I wanted to share with you some thoughts about Torah's Eretz Yisrael. And this is an important topic for us in our community. And it's a beautiful topic, and it opens us up to an aspect of Torah which is really incredibly enriching and rewarding, and something that I think, at least in my experience generally learning in America, is something that's not often talked about and taught and celebrated, because we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're in Chutz Laretz, so there aren't as many teachers, it's not as great of a focus, for whatever reason, whatever that is. But the idea of Torah Eretz Yisrael is something that I've come to appreciate incredibly since being a part of the Kollel here, because having two fellows from Israel has made a real difference in my life, in my exposure to and my involvement in Torah Eretz Yisrael, learning about Torah Eretz Yisrael. So there are many different avenues that you can develop in thinking about what Torah Eretz Yisrael is and what it means. Two great books to start with, and the reason that I'm going to choose the piece that I chose tonight is from one of these Sfarim. There's a fellow by the name of Rav Yaakov Filber. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's the head of Machon Meir, which is a yeshiva, I think traditionally it was a Baal Tshuva yeshiva in Kiryat Moshe, under the Merkaz Harav umbrella, the religious Zionist community. And he has one sefer called Le'oro, and another called, a previous one called Ayala Sashachar, where he takes many of the key principles of Torah Eretz Yisrael, and he expands on them, he quotes many makoros for them, and he develops them in a very straightforward idea. Because, you know, one of the great challenges of Torah Eretz Yisrael is studying Rav Kook. Rav Kook is perhaps one of the architects of what we can understand as Torah Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook is sometimes very difficult to learn, so Rav Filber makes it very accessible. So he talks about different dimensions of what it means, Torah Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, there is the Torah that relates to the land of Israel, the mitzvah satuluyas ba'aretz, the ideas behind the mitzvah satuluyas ba'aretz. But there's something bigger and more overarching, maybe more fundamental, to this whole concept that can be appreciated in light of a question that Rav Hirsch asks in his Hakdama to Sefer Devarim. Rav Hirsch wonders, why is it that when Moshe Rabbeinu reviews a whole slew of mitzvahs over the course of Sefer Devarim, he does so in a kind of like a very haphazard way. You know, he picks mitzvahs, some of them that you heard about before, and some of them you never heard about before. It's difficult to ascertain what's the rhyme or reason why these mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim, why are they being repeated, or why are they appearing for the first time? A lot of mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim never heard before. You look in the Sefer Achinuch and Parshas Kisetze, you have scores of mitzvahs. So Hirsch has an interesting suggestion, and you can go down the line, that's not going to be for tonight. Rav Hirsch says, listen, the Jewish people exist on two planes. We can call them the Prat and the Klal. Every person, as a Prat, has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, develops as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and fulfills mitzvahs on a personal, individual level. He said, but then there is another dimension to Yahadus and to us as the Jewish people. And that's the Klal. That's the nation. So Rav Hirsch's thesis is that all the mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim, whether they're repeated or new, all relate to the national entity of the Jewish people. And that's why they're in Sefer Devarim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu gives them as the summary, because they're on the doorstep of entering the land of Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're going to enter the land of Israel? Here are the mitzvahs that you need as a nation. Because the land of Israel is not just the land where people live. It's not just the homeland and the birthplace of the Jewish people. It is the glue that connects us as a nation. What makes us a nation is that we have this shared homeland. And once you understand that, you can understand a very important aspect of Torah Eretz Yisrael, which is what you could call in Hebrew, le'umiyut. Probably translated as nationalism, but not nationalism in a narrow political sense. Nationalism in a noble social ideal, which has a lot of repercussions. So now you're going to understand why. Wait a second. Rav Kook is going to see value in the development of the Israeli society outside of the religious development, because if that's the development of the nation, well, there's a national entity called Knesset Yisrael, and that has significant spiritual value. Well, that nation also relates to other nation states. So then there's going to be a relationship between the Jewish people as a nation and the world on an international stage. It totally changes the dynamic of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just as every individual, but as a nation. That is a fundamental aspect which changes everything we know about Yiddishkeit from, you know, as long as I have my daf yomi and my kosher pizza, you know, I could feel like I'm okay. My service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay. But from a national perspective, that's not adequate. It's not adequate just enough to have 3 minyanim a day in your neighborhood and to make sure that you have, you know, kviyas itim la Torah, and everybody has hair coverings for their wife with plenty of choices. That's not enough for the full expression of the national quality, the national character of the Jewish people. Now, whether or not we're living in Israel or not, so we're not living in Israel, so we have to, you know, struggle with the challenge, are we living a B'dievet life, and all that kind of discussion, what does it mean to be religious Zionist in Chutz Laaretz? But the point of it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a connection with us as a nation. So to appreciate this, I'm sharing with you tonight this first piece of Ein Hayah. Ein Hayah is Rav Kook's commentary on Agaritas in Shas. He didn't get very far, he only got through a few volumes. Take a look here, this is the handwriting. This is Rav Kook's handwriting from the Kisvei Yad, from the Ein Hayah. And you know Rav Kook, so you know Rav Kook was such a wide-ranging scholar, both in terms of his halachic reach and his hashkafa and his, you know, the Musar, ethical treatments and philosophical perspectives and tshuvas, unbelievable. I mean, like a singular figure in the 20th century. So he begins a Mishnah, and here is another aspect of Torah Eretz Yisrael, which when you take a piece of Torah and you fill it up with a national quality, it transcends the limitations, the gvulos, the boundaries of the narrow particulars, has a whole new character. Rav Kook looks at the first Mishnah in Brachos. Right here, Me'ev Masai Kornishma Ba'arvis, Misha Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. So I read that Mishnah. My son is in grade school. He just learned this Mishnah. When do you read Kriyishma at night? When the Kohanim enter in to eat their Truma. Good? Shine. Look at what Rav Kook says about this piece. He takes the Mishnah and he expands it. It has a whole spiritual depth to it, beyond, not exclusive of, but beyond the limitations of the Mishnah. Kriyashma shel arvis v'shel shachris morim al beiz mini hakriya b'shem Hashem hamutel asal Yisrael. Kriyashma, when we say Shema, we are proclaiming the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. That takes place on two levels, in two ways. We need to accept O Malchus Shemayim on ourselves. V'lifol gam kein v'kri Hashem Hashem Echad shalanu shesof kol sof yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Malchus Malkol Mashallah. We have to also share that, spread that light, the Or Ein Sof, to the rest of the world. Says Rav Kook, incredibly, V'hine begolus hadome le'erev ikar pu'ulosenu hirak benogei la'atzmenu. In the golus, what is that? When is the golus? That's at night. Notice there's Kriyashma shel Arvis, that's the Kriyashma of the golus. Rav Kook says, what do we worry about at night? We worry about ourselves. Do we have kosher pizza? You know, do we have enough mikvos? Do we have enough shulin? Do we have a shofar? Can I be mekayem the mitzvah of mezuzah? I just worry about myself. That's why I got to survive in the golus to make sure I can get through as an Oved Hashem. Ikar pulaseinu rak benogei la'atzmenu kedei lamud b'fnei hagalim ha'over malenu, to stand up to the waves that are washing over us, whether that's secularism or materialism or anti-Semitism. Be'oz Shem Hashem, we have to stand up with the name of God. Al Kain Balaila Shayach Emuna. That's why at night we emphasize Emuna. I wonder, and now I'm speaking out of drash. Exactly, that's what he's about to say. If you don't say Emes Vemuna Arvis Lo Yasideh Chovaso, that's exactly what he says. It's interesting, by the way, that this is obviously an oversimplification from somebody who's not an expert in Rav Kook nor an expert in Rav Soloveitchik. It's interesting that the Rav wrote Lonely Man of Faith. Rav Soloveitchik's language, many have observed, is very dissimilar to that of Rav Kook in many ways. You know, it's talking about the individual, Adam 1, Adam 2. It's not so much about these lofty, you know, this very esoteric language there, philosophically sophisticated language, but it's a different kind of language. Maybe Rav Kook would say that's more of a Gullus language, about the individual, the lonely man of faith. Make sure you are the Ish Halacha. You're the man. That's the Gullus. Again, that's just an outside observation. I'm sure people who know would tell me if I'm right or wrong. Why? For ourselves, we just need to have our own faith and cling to the truth from our fathers, Shiro Ayin Ba'ayin Or Hashem Ukvodo. Onan. However, says Rav Kook, Be'ez HaGeula, Shetarim Karen Yisrael, at the time of the Geula, which already he is describing is knocking at our doorstep. This past month was the 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. Next year, this coming year, we're celebrating the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel. This is the Geula knocking on our door. Already in the time of Chavetz Chaim, he was saying that the Geula is knocking on our doorstep. We're in the Ikvus of the Mashiach. Oz Memela, Tovo Shas HaPa'ula Shol Kriyashma D'Shachris. What comes next? Kriyashma of Shachris. Notice, by the way, that which in Halacha comes first? Shachris or Arvis? Harvest. The Gullus comes first. First there's Laila, and then there's Yom. There's Gullus, and then there's Geula. Ava Rabba. In the morning we say Ava Rabba. Notice how Rav Kook is weaving together halachic terminology, right? Legal concepts with this kind of magisterial ideal, this spiritual ideal. Shekol ha'amim yomru she'or Yisrael yelo orolam. All the nations of the world will say that the light of the Jewish people is the light of the world. Al kain oz yizgalu tamei Torah. Then the reasons for Torah will be revealed. V'lo ye'od or yekaros v'kipon elu tamei Torah she'yaktim she'yakri she'yikarim b'olam hazeh k'fuim yu lo'asilavo. Ki l'man kerev rechokim roi levar divrei emes bevirur. During the daytime, once we have this clarity of vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand as is manifest through the nation of the Jewish people vis-a-vis the world, so there's going to be Emes, it's going to be Emes V'yatziv. U'letargim adavar k'fi musogim achitzoni shel ha'am alakim Emes V'yatziv Shachris. It's going to be firm, it's going to be clear, unequivocal for Shachris. Miturgemes aramis. It's going to be in all languages. I hope that's not a patient.
No, I'm not
off tonight. Good. Yisrael, says Rav Kook, Heim Kohanei Hashem Ba'olam. The Jewish people are the Kohanim of Hashem in this world. Mitzar Oskam Bein Yonim Apnimi Bein Elo Bein Atzmam. V'davar Ein Lahem Azim Zarim. So Rav Kook says, wait a second. Just like there are two levels of Kriyashma, two levels of how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says the same thing in terms of our own avoda. As Kohanim. What does that mean? So he says, on the one hand, let's say on the outside, we'll get to now, lo beis yoru Torah, o afilu beis yakrivu korbanos, she'oz yeshlam yachasim zarm shem al koponim osim avodasim, shulch yididon o shulchan rachmana. Kohanim, on the one hand, they serve as Torah teachers. They serve as makriv korbanos, right? Makriv korbanos. They are agents of the Jewish people. They're public figures. So that's klapei the rest of the world. We're going to have the Jewish people as public servants of humanity to teach and model the Borei Olam's Torah. But he says that's only one dimension. But don't forget, there's also the internal. So what is Rav Kook pivoting? He started by saying, well, in the Golos we worry about ourselves, and then in Geula we worry about everybody else. But now he pivots back. He says, yes, in the Geula we worry about everybody else, But don't worry, within that geula, there is still that unique internal pnimius. Incredible. What's that? Avol shluchim amdam beis knisasam lechol betruma. When kohanim go to eat truma at home, are they working for anybody else? Are they teaching anybody else Torah? They're just having dinner with their family. It's an internal spiritual gathering. Him nechnasim leolam hakohani kulo. They just go into the internal kohanim family. Va'asr leishtatif im hazar klal. And nobody else can participate. Ki ein lazar chelek ba'achila zu klal. V'ton havdala mimenu. Kein zman kriya shema shel arvis haklolis goremes lios Lios Yisrael Am Levadad, Kidei Lahagin Al Kinyanav Hakidoshim, Chai Olam Sheshem Hashem Yisbarach Besocho, Al Kain Yesh Musag Shal Yachas Bin Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Leshasha Kohanim Nechnasim Le'echom Bitrumasam. What do we keep now in Golus? That will continue La'as and Lavo, but what sustains us now? It's that internal Kriyashma. It's the Kriyashma Shal Arvis within the Golus when we circle the wagons. You notice how it's interesting, people have a drasha. We're already Rosh Chodesh benching for Chodesh Kislev this week. Where do you put your Ner Chanukah when there is persecution?
Inside.
That's right. Inside. And where do you have it? Al Shulchan, on your table. It's usually Al Pesach Abayis Mibachutz, but B'Shas HaSakana, when there's spiritual danger, Meniach Al Shulchan V'dayo. So Rav Kook is saying, these are two elements of our spiritual life. There's Kriya Shema Shel Arvis of the Golos, when we need to focus on building ourselves and maintaining our connection. Look around us, Rachmana Litzlan. We're in the darkness of exile where Jews in America are becoming assimilated. Rachmana Litzlan. So we have to hold strong. We have to look forward, though, at the end of the night, it's going to come Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, the Geula. That's going to be on the stage for the whole world. Those two reflect this dual nature of our avoda. Klape chutz as kohanim that are shluchi d'rachmana, that are servicing everybody, but also the kohanim when they come home and eat in their families. So at the end of the day, what we see here is that there is a Torah's Eretz Yisrael. There is a perspective that takes a halacha, a mishnah, the first mishnah in Shas, and transforms it into a whole narrative about the Jewish people and how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just for the people who are living in Israel. It also gives us a perspective, even for the Golus Jews, the perspective that we have. So what is that? That we need to make sure that we are Kohanim Ochlim B'Trumasam. That we are Shomer, the Mishmeres HaKodesh, that we have been given, and to make sure that our children are seated at that table. And not to allow any other strangers to partake of that Truma, to make sure that we keep it for ourselves, and make sure that it's special, and to strengthen it. Because we need to survive these Galei HaGolos that he's describing. Ultimately, then we go back to the goal of Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. Oh, Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris will have a state that'll be a model for all the nations, the Kohanim. But even then, Rav Kook alludes to the fact that even when we have a state, that state is not going to replace the personal, individual Avodas Hashem. And so there is this dialectic, there's this push-pull, there's this relationship from Torah Eretz Yisrael between the Yachid and the Tzibur, between the Prat and the Klal, between the individual and the national dimension. And the more you explore these ideas, the more you see these themes coming out. And the reason why it's related to Torah's Eretz Yisrael is because where is this expressed? Where is the Geula happening? Where are we coming together on that national level? That's Dafka, the land of Israel. Yeah.
So some of this are elements of Eretz Yisrael, some of it's elements of Am Yisrael.
Exactly. And what's exactly, but the Rav Kook would say there is no distinction. That's part of the Chiddush of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael is, in a certain sense, synonymous with Am Yisrael.
So I was saying the other way, where I think even before the state, you had a sense of Am Yisrael, even if you didn't have an Eretz Yisrael.
Well, Rav Kook would argue that only came about
once you had Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly, through the movement of people back to Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, we're just a group of collected Yechidim. We happen to live in a neighborhood. You know what?
That's the Palestinians' argument. We're just a nation. We're not a people. We're just a religion. We're a
challenge. Yeah. But the truth is here, look, we go from one place to the next. People used to live on the south side, and now they live on the north side. They used to live in, Eastern Europe, then the Germans came in, and now we have to move to America, and then from one place to the next. So it was always just a collection of individuals. It never became an entity, a national entity. Rav Schechter I remember he said once in Shir, I think he quoted from Avsadya, going, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu make the Krisas Bris of Arvo Samoav right then and there instead of going to Har Grisim and Har Eval? Why do you have to tell them, go over to Har Grisim and Har Eval, have the Levim stand in the middle, the people over here, the people over there? Why? Just make the have plenty of mountains, make a Krisas Bris there. So I think he quoted from Avsadya, going, he says, wait a second, this Bris creates Arvos, interconnectivity between Jews. You only create Arvos when you live in the land of Israel. That's what creates Arvos, because that's where people have a shared experience, they have a shared existence. He pointed out there are two things that create Arvos: Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And of course, that's why Kimi Tzion Tetzei Sora.
It's almost like all the Torah that's going on in Europe, whatever, is also theoretical. And now it's all Israel, and you're seeing a lot of tumult because they're actually putting it into practice, and all these theoretical
things
actually have to be done.
Exactly. How to bring about, that's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the practical, you know, Shemitah, Mitzvah, Tullis, Ba'aretz, all these kinds of things. So these
five Arabs around Yerushalayim.
So these are exactly the conversations that are spawned by a focus on Torah Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean to have a land? What does it mean to have a nation? What it means, what's that? To have an army. You don't have an army in Chutz La'aretz. Even when you have an autonomous body of Vat Arba Aratzos in the 16th, 17th century in Poland, that's not ultimately a tzibor. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Horios, there's no tzibor in Chutz La'aretz. It's just a collection of Yechidim. And Rav Kook and this whole movement of Torah Eretz Yisrael, this beautiful dimension of Torah, opens our eyes to that whole perspective. So, something to consider for this week.
Did Rav Kook talk a lot about